FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Trade Union Solidarity says flights with Flysafair fare could be disrupted from tomorrow after nearly 90% of the pilots voted in favour of a strike. The union says working conditions have deteriorated and wage talks with the airline have deadlocked. Members have rejected the airline's latest offer of a 5.7% pay increase. Here's the union spokesperson, Helgard Cronier.
Solidarity initially issued a one-day strike notice for Monday, the 21st of July, with the intention of limiting the impact on the public. Safair unfortunately responded with a seven-day lockout notice, which basically means that Solidarity members aren't able to go back to work even if they wanted to, and they will also not be paid for that period of time. That lockout notice is also conditional in that the Solidarity members should accept the 5.7%, otherwise the lockout will be extended for another 7 days.
ANC Secretary-General Fikile Mbalula says the party stands behind its decision not to suspend embattled NEC member Senzo Mkhunu despite mounting pressure to do so. The police minister was placed on a leave of absence last week after claims of interference in SAPS investigations by KZN Police Commissioner Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi. Speaking to reporters in the Western Cape, Mbalula says Mkhunu hasn't been found guilty of any crime and therefore no further action can be taken at this stage. He also says the ANC supports the investigations into the allegations, including the establishment of a commission of inquiry.
Senzo is not guilty. He will answer to whatever that he needs to answer to. He himself has pronounced that he's ready to appear before the commission. In relation to the ANC, he's a member of the working committee of the ANC. He's not suspended. He's expected to execute his responsibility.
And abroad, more than a week of sectarian fighting around a city in southern Syria seems to have ceased. Bedouin fighters have announced they've withdrawn from Sweda, which has a mainly Jewish population. There's little electricity, water or food there after the violence, while Israel's also carried out airstrikes. At least 1,000 people have been killed since last Sunday. Sky's Alex Crawford says government forces have massed in the area.
Over the past few hours, the situation definitely appears to have calmed down a bit. I wouldn't describe the ceasefire as anything other than fragile and shaky, and it could go either way at the moment.
Back home, mostly clear skies across KZN tomorrow. Durban and Pietermaritzburg are a high of 25 degrees. Richards Bay, Ulundi and Margate 26, Ladysmith 23, Newcastle 20, Moy River 21 and 19 for Kokstad and the Berg. Morning swells are reaching 2.5 metres at the Durban beach tomorrow with sunrise at 12 minutes to 7. That's it from the Newswatch team for today. I'm Tamasha Kanye.